What is going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 169 of Little Root Lessons. As always, I'm your host, Carter Noble, joined by our fantastic co-host, Carl Wilkin. What's up, dude?
Not a whole lot. We're talking draft league today because it's a holiday week.
And so we're recording... there's no events this week, right?
No events this week. We're recording like on a Thursday like we normally used to do. And so now it's just trying to get this out and record it before the holiday. Happy Memorial Day to all U.S. people.
Because you're going to be off this weekend.
I'm going to be gone.
Off gallivanting with whoever.
Yep.
I am going to be working.
I was about to say, it's the week of hell for Pepsi, guys.
So, technically speaking, our big push every year is what we call the 100 Days of Summer. And it's from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And in that time, I think we sell like 45% of our product through the year.
So, yeah, I mean, sounds about right.
Yeah, a large percent, right, comparatively. My salesman down at Warsaw called me today because he was at the grocery store that is down there, and he called me and said, "Hey, where's that pallet of 12 packs that you got in on Monday?" I said, "Well, it should be back there." Why? He's like, "Well, it's not here."
I'm about to say it's not.
He's like, sometime between now and Monday, you sold through a pallet of 12 packs.
Not surprised.
He's like, they're higher than they are at Walmart here.
Yeah, that's what ends up happening, especially around here, is just like soda sales go up because everyone's going to the lake, doing barbecues, spending time outside. I, for one, will be buying a lot of Starry because it's my new favorite soda.
So here's the other thing. He said, you know, we got Walmart delivery this morning. We get it 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, we should actually be, I think we start getting it 4 days a week now. It's going to be Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday now.
Okay.
And that should, I think it's starting this week that he said he's doing that. Today, he sent in 20 pallets.
That's okay? A lot.
Our normal order for Thursday is like 12.
And almost double.
And that's before they added an extra day in there.
Yeah, it's like almost double. And then there's an extra day on top of it. Yeah, I understand.
It's going to be absurd. I don't know where I'm going to be working this weekend. And that's kind of what I told my boss is, I'll go anywhere and everywhere. I don't care.
You just got to tell me where I'm going.
that's the thing. And I'm sure I'm probably going to get a message tonight saying, hey, have you start in Marshall or Warrensburg or the lake. I don't know. I might end up having to drive an hour and a half to the lake tomorrow.
Yeah, that seems
right. I
don't
care. I get paid the entire time.
But it's still an hour and a half to the lake.
Hey, getting paid 3 hours round trip to drive is, I'll take it, man.
So,
that's my week. I'm going to be absurdly busy. I probably will not be very active anywhere this week. If you see me online this weekend, yell at me and tell me to get back to work.
Yep.
Because I probably need to be. the best part is this won't come out till Monday when it's not relevant anymore.
I mean, it'll be kind of relevant. Not quite. Yeah. But yeah, we have Draft League coming up, as most people are aware. We do these every so often, kind of in between our invitational circuits, just as a kind of breather, more fun type of event. For those that want to know, go join the Discord. All the information, sign up form and all that stuff's in the Discord, links down below. But we're going to talk about
signups end the first, is that what we said, right?
Signups end the fifth.
Okay, so when this comes out, you have a week.
Yeah, pretty much.
You have a week to sign up.
That's what this episode is for. It is the, hey, this is it. You better come get in now because we're going to talk about our tier list and we're going to talk about our decision making and why we did the things we did.
So, yeah, I guess we should probably talk about draft structure, what we plan on doing, all that good stuff before we actually get into the actual tier list.
Yeah. straightforward. It's pretty, most of this stuff's pretty straightforward. We do snake draft usually, where it is 1 to 10 and then 10 to 1 and then 1 to 10 or however many people, and back and forth and back and forth, until everyone has 10 Pokemon. This year we're doing a little bit of a mix up. We're going to try and do what's called a slow draft, which everybody has an allotted amount of time to get their draft picks in. Instead of the normally trying to shove it all in one day situation, we're going to probably split it up into over the course of a week or a couple of days or however long it takes. I expect maybe, like, if we have a bunch of US people in a group, picks will probably fly pretty quick. But I think the slow draft will probably be better on the more casual part of our community. People who aren't super into, just like, they don't have time to spend 4 hours sitting at their computer drafting Pokemon and things like that.
Yep, that was the idea behind it, is we wanted to make this accessible to everyone and have it to be where you can use it, you know, where regardless of your schedule and like what pod you're in or anything, you're able to draft.
Yeah.
Because, you know, historically, we've had it where, you know, we do, I think our first couple drafts, we had it where, you know, this is the time the draft starts. Everyone has agreed that this is, you know, a good time for it. And then it runs until we're done. The advantage to doing it this way is it's flexible around everyone's schedule. The downside is it's going to take much longer.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think the change to moving to a slow draft is good. It's something I've done in multiple leagues now, and I genuinely think it is a better way to do it, because it also gives you time to think. You know, like, if you get sniped on your first round pick, and you now have 3 minutes to figure out what you're going to do, well, good luck.
Yeah.
Hope your entire game plan is able to be fixed in 3 minutes. As opposed to this, where you have, you know, 6 hours to figure it out.
Exactly.
You know, 4 hours, however long.
We'll have a sheet that everybody can go check out. What's attached to the draft board and all that jazz. There'll be a sheet on there. It's got all the, it'll have all the rules and all that stuff as we kind of fill it out.
Yep. Yeah, when this comes out, we will have the draft board also posted, hopefully, right?
The plan is to post it as soon as we get it finalized, which could be tomorrow, but could also be Monday. We're not going to post it on Saturday or Sunday, mainly because, one, you're working, two, I won't be anywhere near a computer, or have signal for that matter. But the goal is to at least have the draft board posted. Rules will come a little bit later.
Yep. So I think it's a good idea that, you know, as everything is set up, everything is finalized, we get it out so that people can start prepping and start planning.
Yeah.
So I guess that leads us to actually talking about the drafting process. So for anyone who has never drafted anything before in their life, Carl talked about, you know, this is a snake draft, so it's going to be 1 through 16, 16 through 1, or, you know, however big your pod is.
Yeah.
Like we've talked about, 16 is the absolute max that the pods will be. And right now we are at exactly 2 pods. We're at 32 players signed up. So,
yeah.
You know, that is a good thing. If this is something you're interested in, and I would like to see that, you know, number doubled in the next week, then by all means, come and hang out in the community.
We want to do as many of these as possible.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we are open to however many divisions we need.
Yep. As long as people keep coming and joining, we'll keep doing and playing. Yep. But
so that then means there is 2 parts to the actual draft. There is the tiered section, and then there's the point section. Each tier is assigned a different point value. So S tiers are 70 points, all the way down to C tiers, which are 10. You have, in the second part of the draft, you have 100 points to make up 4 Pokemon.
Yep.
The rest of your picks are going to come from the tiered draft, which we are doing S, A, A, B, B, C?
Correct.
Okay. So that brings you up to 10 Pokemon, right? S, A, A, B, B, C.
And then 4. Yes. Yep. Correct. Yep. You got it.
So You do not have to draft in that order. It is not S through, you know, it's not S, A, A, B, B, C. You can draft at any point. So, you know, first of all, you could take, you know, just picking a random S tier Pokemon, you could take Garchomp.
Yep.
Or for some reason, you could take Go-Goat down in C tier.
Yeah.
It's however you want to draft. I know for, like, RTT this last season, it was a complete point total draft where every tier had a different point value. And you had 110 points to draft your 11 Pokemon. I ended the draft with 18 points, which is exactly enough for the highest tier Pokemon. And I was able to get, you know, I was able to say, hey, I'm the only one who can get this. This is my pick.
Yeah. Like, I've done that before in the past as well. It's just like I end up leaving an S tier for the end or enough points to pick up an S tier at the end. And I was like, and I have just happened to have enough to where I can pick that Pokemon up. And I think one time it was Heatran, one time it was Snorlax or something. But leaving your S tiers towards later parts so you can highly more valueize like A's and B's where the pools are a little bit deeper, but certain Pokemon probably go quicker, can be a little bit more of a strategic thing for, say, pick 5, pick 7, middle of the draft kind of stuff.
So that also then brings us to the actual Pokemon that are available. This is Series 1 Plus, meaning there are no Paradox, there are no Ruinous Forms, there's no Box Legendaries.
Yep.
As of now, that is the absolute plan. In the event that Home Integration gets announced to be released on the...
anytime before the 6th. As long as it's before we start doing drafts, that is fine. It'll be fine.
If it gets announced this next week, then we will redo the draft board and figure stuff out and make it a full power draft.
Yeah.
If it's not announced exactly this week, we're doing the board that is going to
the
be
the board ready. Is there. Like, we're not changing it again. we can add Pokemon to it. We're not taking Pokemon. We're not going to add to it and then take away again. We've already done it, like, twice.
Yeah, we have restructured this 2 or 3 times now. Yeah. So, I know you were talking about, you know, saving your S tier pick and stuff. There is some stuff that, like, we're looking at, you know, your B tier and just, like, I think this is the best Pokemon in this tier. Like, and, you know, debating moving stuff up or down because, well, this is probably just the best thing. And, you know, you could probably take it and it'd be very satisfied with that pick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we did a fairly fine job of kind of balancing out the tiers, kind of figuring out, hey, these Pokemon are really good. Hey, these Pokemon kind of aren't that great. No Fluttermane makes things much easier to kind of balance.
That's very true. when you don't have to have an S plus tier.
Yeah. It sucks because there were some Paradox Pokemon that I really think would have been fun in this format. Things like Iron Treads or Iron Thorns, Slitherwing, Screamtail. But it didn't feel right to just ban Fluttermane and Bundle and keep the rest.
And again, you know, if Home Integration is announced in the next week, then we're going to add in the genies and all the Paradox Pokemon and
the birds, the Kanto Galar birds. There's
all of the trios of legendaries that are added, not box legendaries, of course, or anything like that. No restricted Pokemon. But
I even think I talked about putting Walking Wake and Iron Leaves in.
They were on my board for sure. So, I believe both of them were S tier because, well, they both seem really good. Well,
I think Walking Wakes is definitely S. I don't know about Iron Leaves. I think
Leaves I had in A.
Yeah, Iron Leaves need some help for sure.
But, you know, so what this means is Series 1 Plus means that there are Pokemon that are added to the game that are accessible to Pokemon players in the game that are not legal in Series 1. This is stuff that has been added through raids, specifically like Charizard, Cinderace. You have Hisuian Zoroark, which was added.
Yep, that's a DLC exclusive, a DLC download exclusive, but you can breed it and pass it around like just like any other Pokemon.
Correct. So what that also means is that there are going to be some Pokemon that some players don't have access to. Obviously, if that's the case, we have an entire board, you know, an entire chat room in our yep. Discord. Of, hey. Can someone breed me this?
Hey.
And then from there, it's super simple.
I'm also going to put the caveat here. We do not care where your Pokemon come from. As long as they pass the battle check, we do not care.
Correct.
If you want to breed your team every week, more power to you. You can go. You can do that. If you have the resources for it, have at it.
That's something I've done in all of our last draft leagues, is I bred my entire team to be shiny, and then just reset their EVs every week, and let me tell you, you grinded for a lot of ore.
Oh, yeah. I think it's harder this generation to just reset EVs.
Yeah, because it's only berries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
You get tons of berries, but yeah, it is only berries, and it is harder to get... I would say it's harder to EV this generation. Bowerdad made an awesome little sheet that you can just, like, slap all your team into and kind of just go from there, and it's got all the math figured out for you, so it's super easy. But it's not like Sword and Shield, where you can go spend a battle point or two battle points on vitamins and stuff like that. You have to go and actually have the money to do this stuff.
Correct. So, I think that talks through the draft process. Talks about like the actual rules of the league. You know, your matches are going to be due no later than Monday. Just like the so the dojo was, you know, signed up sort of Monday. Matches started Wednesday. They're due by Wednesday. This is. So your matches are going to be reported no later than Monday, so that pairings can come out on Monday.
Yeah.
And we're doing, what did we say, 8 rounds?
8 rounds of Swiss
pairings,
Swiss
based pairings on your division.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. It is all interdivisional. You won't play anybody outside of your division until we get into top cut stuff, which we're taking the, I think we said top 8 or 4 from each division.
I think it depends on how many divisions we have.
Yeah, because we're looking for a 16 player top cut, pretty much.
Yes. So as of now, that is 2 divisions.
Top half of each
division. If we can double that and get it to 64 players, then we're going to do a top 16, which is top 4 from each division.
Yep.
And then those will be paired up appropriately. And you'll have an actual grand finals for the draft league, which I think is super interesting. I just want to see, like, what the most drafted Pokemon in Top Cut was.
Right? It'd be super cool to have that kind of stats later.
And, you know, I do think that is something that, like, this is also our first Sword and Shield draft, Scarlet and Violet draft week,
yep.
Right? So, like, having access to, you know, we had to make the draft board. So everything on here is based on our opinions of, like, the Pokemon in the league.
Yeah.
So, like, there's going to be stuff that, if we do this again, is going to move up or down or, you know, needs to be adjusted. And, you know, the player base is going to help us determine that. Having access to all this information, all this data from our matches is going to really help that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm very, very excited to not only run this one, but any future event we also have. Let's see. So 8 rounds of Swiss. So then, you know, you will just, we'll have, you know, different group chats and everything on the Discord for each division, so you can get paired up for your matches and everything. I am going to ask that all scheduling is done on our Discord as opposed to DMs, because then we as a moderation team can also monitor and help things as they are scheduled if something comes up.
Yes.
Again, not a natural requirement. If you take it to DMs, you're on your own. If you can't come to a set time, that's on you.
Yep.
If you do it in the server, we can help figure something out.
Exactly. Like, we are more than happy to help people figure out their scheduling issues, help get people, like, even if it's happens to play on Showdown or something, like, we're more than happy to help people do that. You kind of have to just do it where we can see it, because we're not in your DMs.
Correct.
We don't know the privy of what's going on between you and opponent X. If you say you scheduled one thing and then they have a DM saying that they scheduled something else with you, and it's a whole he said, she said situation, and we DMs don't want any part of changed. It.
DMs can be edited.
Yep.
And that is, you know, and in the event they're edited on our server, we have access to the edit.
Yeah, we could see what happened.
Obviously that's going to be something that comes up. As it does, we'll figure it out. So you schedule your match. You and your opponent have agreed to a set time. What do you do now, right? So, from this point, you have your 10 Pokemon, your opponent's 10 Pokemon, and you build a team of your 10 based on what you anticipate their 6 to look like.
Yeah.
From there, day of your match comes up, you get paired up, you play a best of 3 based on the teams that you brought, that you built for the week. That score then gets reported. Pairings are then updated for the next week, etc., etc., etc.
Yep.
Do this for 8 weeks. We'll figure out Top Cut when it happens.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That sound like everything that needs to be explained here to...
It was pretty succinct. Actually
dive into.
Yeah, it pretty much covered everything. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we wanted to talk about before we get into the actual, like, looking over this list and talking Pokemon. Because we spent a hot minute on this list, so we're pretty opinionated on what we have where.
But also at the same time, I think you and I are very much in the same mindset of, like, every Pokemon on this list.
Pretty much. I know Swede has been helping us out a lot as mm-hmm. well. He's kind of just like our resident draft person now that Evan's busy doing all of his stuff for Victory Road. Shout out to Swede and Evan for putting us where we're
helping,
at.
Yeah, helping with everything that we have now. So, you know, this feels like just kind of a crash course for anyone who's never played in the draft league before as to what to actually expect.
Right.
And that's where we want to be as a community, right? We wanted to make it where anyone can step in at any time and be able to learn and play the game.
Correct.
So, that leads us to the actual draft board, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not going to put it on screen because it's got so many bright colors and it'll hurt people's eyes, but we'll just talk about it.
It's pretty colorful. And, you know, it's not in its final iteration. I know you're going to do some scripting and stuff to get it to where...
Hopefully we have some icons to look at, some pretty pictures.
As opposed to just names.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to try to make it look professional.
Yeah, we're going to try. It's the key word here.
So, I guess we just start at S tier and just kind of work our way down and talk about, like, specifics that are really interesting and that, like, I think are, you know, good in the tier and, like, you know, talk about things that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Specific WAN-wise. So, S tier, where do we start? What do we want to look at? What do we want to talk about?
Let's talk about the big, bad, scary Pokemon in the room.
Amoongus.
Immediately, like, Dondozo, Dragonite, things you know in VGC that are very, very powerful. Garchomp, Garganical, Goldango, King Gambit. That screams just like, these are S-tier Pokemon, and it's kind of fills into a lot of those spots. Not all S-tiers are created equal. There's things like Skeledirge, Slaking, Talonflame, Murkrow, like, we put certain Pokemon in S tier to prevent certain things from happening, because there's... But
also at the same time, there are things that, you know, can happen in a draft where, you know, Dondozo is S tier. That does not mean Tatsugiri is S tier.
Yeah, Tatsugiri's an A. We still, like, want this to happen, but we also realize that we don't want people to... essentially hate draft the Tatsugiri, and then they lose their S tier slot because they're trying to prevent the Dondozo Tatsugiri combo in their group.
And honestly, I could see those two being swapped at like some point, because I think Tatsugiri as a standalone Pokemon is better than Dondozo.
Oh, you haven't played with enough solo Dondozo then.
But that being said, Dozo by itself has put up results. It is a very good Pokemon on its own. I just think for a, like, draft league setting, the idea of, like, solo Tatsugiri seems really appealing.
Specifically, this works for Tatsugiri. All of the Tatsugiri forums, I think, are linked into one draft. Mainly because...
Yeah, they're the same.
The only difference is because, like, for Don Dozo specifically, but that's such a narrow case that we didn't feel like separating stretchy, curly, and droopy forms apart from each other.
I don't think there needs to be three Tatsuki
exactly. turning around. There doesn't need to be, because that means
the Don Dozo player exactly. is more likely to get one.
Exactly. That's why we didn't split it up. But when we get to, like, Oricorio, you'll see that we did split it up because there's different things going on there.
There's an actual difference between those as opposed to cosmetic.
Yeah.
And that being said, in the event a Don Dozo Tatsugiri, you know, a Don Dozo player drafts Tatsugiri as well, it makes the rest of their pod really stressed out as to what they're going to have to, you know, prep for every week, because you have to prep for all three.
Yeah.
And that seems scary, so don't let it happen.
Maybe don't let it happen, or, like, just someone take Don Dozo, someone else take Tatsugiri, and everything will be fine. Or yeah, you exactly. just leave it on the board and just leave it alone.
You mentioned Skeledirge, like specifically, and I wanna talk about Skeledirge. I think this Pokemon is really neat. It was the first team I played on laddering. It was absurd in those matches, and reducing the power level means that this thing is really viable again.
Yeah. We took the scary ghost out of the room, so now Skeledirge can be played again.
You took the two best answers to Skeledirge and banned them. Suddenly it's good again.
Right. Torch Song plus Unaware is just nutty.
Really powerful. And on top of that, like, there's still checks to it, right? Like, Palafin still exists.
Oh, yeah.
You have stuff like Glamora that can sit in front of it. You have Greninja legal in this format, which can, you know, just Water Shuriken it, and then it's probably dead, right?
Like, it's probably sad. I don't know if it's dead, but it's probably a sad Skeledirge.
All right, how about Inteleon sniping?
That one, like, that one's probably a little bit more scary. Yes.
And I think looking at the, like, S tier, there's nothing that goes, that probably shouldn't be this high. Yeet. Like, I think the one that kind of stands out is Espathra.
And there's a reason.
It can be really freaking scary, man.
There's a reason, like, Espathra's is in S tier. It is a menace.
It's really freaking good. Notably, we did break up Charizard Torkoal, and that's, like, intentional, because those two together is really terrifying.
If you want, especially, like, if you want both, we want you to have to invest everything into it, is the big thing, because it is such a powerful combo. It's the same thing, reason why, Murkrow is in S tier with it.
And honestly, also Talonflame.
Like, they're like down, all of these Pokemon flame. Are very good together and can be backbreaking in most situations.
That being said, Murkrow and Talonflame do more than just set Sunny Day, right?
Yeah.
You know, they both also have priority Tailwind. They have Murkrow has access to a very wide support pool. Talonflame has a pretty decent support move pool, as well as, like, offensive pressure. You know, being able to Brave Bird or Heat Wave or Flare Blitz, whatever you need.
Will-O-Wisp.
Yeah. Like, it puts on a ton of offensive pressure, and that, like, I think is underrepresented, like, underappreciated when it comes to Talonflame. Looking at S tier, I think the only other thing that kind of sticks out is Gothitelle, and it's just because it's, like, the best trapper.
It's, you know, it's Fake Out, Trick Room, Trapping. There's also Palafin in S tier. Palafin Gothitelle is a very scary, powerful lead.
Agreed.
And it can really put a lot of pressure on people. Another big, scary Pokemon in this pool specifically, I think, is Annihilate. Annihilate, we know as Mouse Ape, and it just does its VGC thing. Mousehold is just like Tatsugiri Dondozo. We put one of them in S, one of them's an A. There's the option to have Mousehold, like, with this Pokemon.
Annihilate doesn't need Mousehold.
It doesn't need it, but it, in there's RTT, the option.
RTT this season, I got wrecked by Sneasel Primeape.
Yeah.
It does the same thing.
You'll also, like, when we get into the B tier, you'll notice a lot of these new Eviolite Pokemon are hiding in here. Specifically,
yeah, the S tier, I think there's only one not fully evolved, and that's Murkrow.
Yeah, there's only one fully evolved in S tier, and it's Murkrow.
Not fully evolved.
Yeah, one NFE.
Okay. Okay. So, A tier. What do we want to talk about here? I think A tier is really defined by, like, all the weather setters that aren't Torkoal.
For
the
Torkoal part. And Tyranitar.
Oh, yeah, and Tyranitar. But this is where, like, Abomasnow, Pelipper, Hippowdon exist.
Pretty much.
And, of course, you have, like, Baby Hippo, which is way down in C tier. I argued for it to be in B tier. I want that to be known.
I don't think it needs to be, since you have Hippo and Hippowdon and you have Tyranitar as, like, sand setters. I don't think there's enough sand pieces to kind of fight over it.
I do agree with that. And that was like the big argument for it staying down in C, is your sand rush Pokemon are Lycanroc, Houndstone.
That's it.
That's the list.
You have Sandveil, Garchomp, but it's also another S. So it's just like, if you take Tyranitar, you're probably not getting Garchomp. And if you take Garchomp, you're probably drafting Hippowdon as your next pick anyway at that point. So then Hippopotas just doesn't really get to see play. It's there, though, if you need it.
Other notable things that are up here in A tier. A couple of Pokemon that we haven't seen in a very hot minute. There's Typhlosion. Yep. We haven't seen it in over 3 years.
Budget Charizard.
Budget Charizard with Eruption is pretty good.
Pretty good, yep.
Like, you can just take, like, Murkrow plus Typhlosion, and that's just the core.
Yeah, that's like, a thing that you can do.
Really powerful.
We're gonna play Gen 2. It'll be fine.
Except now with abilities. Greninja's also up in A. I could see Greninja being either really good or garbage. I think that's where, like, in A tier it's at. It's either really good for the value at A tier, or it's not gonna be drafted. And I don't think there's an in between.
I think Greninja, since there is no Battle Bond is a unavailable ability for Greninja. You are limited to protein.
Can you imagine Ash Greninja?
Gosh, no.
That sounds hot.
With the changes to protein,
it's way less scary.
It's way less scary now. That being said, you do have access to things like Terra with this Pokemon. It can hit pretty hard. It's fairly fast. It has good tools. I could see a world where someone drafts Greninja just as, like, a maybe, like, Water Shuriken into Palosand kind of situation. Or
is Palosand legal?
Yes.
Is it in the game?
It is.
Where did we put it?
I believe it's in B.
I don't remember tiering this thing.
I know it's in the game.
Am I crazy?
Maybe.
Huh. Yep, it's in the game. Where did we put it?
I don't see it.
Yeah, it's not on the list.
Oh, it's about to be there.
Alright, well, it's in B tier.
I'm about to say.
Is Sandygast on here? Yeah, okay, I just missed Palosand, evidently. Oops.
Wait.
I just added it.
Okay.
That's why it's down here at the bottom. Okay, cool, 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 cool. Fixed it.
Yep.
I think I know what I did. I think I know exactly what happened.
What happened?
I think I deleted a row earlier.
It might have been it. I'm about to say, because
I bet that's exactly what happened.
Because Palosand's a pretty good Pokemon. In drafting, it can do pretty cool stuff.
Now we're going to have to check the entire list to see what else I missed or what else I screwed up. Oh, well.
That's where the icon thing comes into place, because if it doesn't have an icon or if there's an error, we can find it.
Well, that's not going to happen if it's not in the spreadsheet.
We'll know how many Pokemon we need, though.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. If there's something else missing, we'll get it added.
But looking through A tier, it's like he said, it's all the weather setters. There's a lot of complementary Pokemon to S tiers in A. Usually there's like things like an Azumarill sitting in A. Azumarill's a good strong Pokemon. It's kind of just like budget Palafin.
Combos well with like Amoongus and other redirectors, so you can like Bellytrum, and then, you know, just spam Aqua Jet or the Play Rough or Terror Blast, whatever type you need. Azu's really cool, man. I'm a fan of Azumarill.
Yeah, like A tier kind of just holds all of our supplementary complementary Pokemon. Like, oh, there's a combination. We'll just put one in S, put one in A, or put both in A. Try and make it to where it's like they're there. You can draft these combos, but you don't have. You're not like forced to drafting specifically Murkrow Charizard. Like, there's Charizard Sableye. There's what's the other combos? Mousehold Ape. There's Vivillon Ape, because Vivillon has Rage Powder. You can do stuff with that. We also put a lot of just like Intimidate into A, because Intimidate is much better in draft format. There's also a lot of our Trick Room setters in A, even though Trick Room's not super popular right now.
That doesn't mean it's not good in the format, right? Yeah. Like, having extra forms of speed control is very viable for the format. So there's also just like pure bulk in the form of like Umbreon and like other good support Pokemon like Toadscruel, Staraptor's also, you talked about like Intimidator. Staraptor seems really powerful there. And then, you know, there's just like pure offense as well. And like your Rotom Heat, Rotom Wash, Scizor in this tier.
Sylveon.
Raichu's another good support Pokemon as well. There's some really interesting things going on in this tier. You have like Jumpluff and Lilligant, both of which combo well with like Torkoal or other sunsetters. I really like all the A tier Pokemon. Like, looking at them, just like, man, this is a really powerful tier.
Yeah. We might add more to A as we go on. Currently, I think we have 50 Pokemon.
That sounds correct, yes.
Which is enough for everyone to get their two, and then a third. Some could have four A's if they draft a certain way, but A will get pretty narrow pretty quick once everybody gets their first two passes through it.
So at 50, everyone gets two, so that puts you at 32, so that leaves 18.
Yep, so everyone will be able to draft at least one more.
At least three total, yeah.
On average. Not necessarily exactly what's going to happen, but...
I'm sure there's going to be people who take, double S, and then, automatically they're priced out of A tier, and from there, like, you can do things, so...
Yep.
I think we talked about it. The S tier Pokemon are priced at 70, specifically that you can't get like S plus B plus CC. It has to be S triple C.
Yeah. That's the trade-off, right? Is you have double S, double A, double B, like then that becomes pretty much probably your six every time you play, because those are just your strongest Pokemon, because the rest of your draft is filled with Cs.
And, not to discredit the C tiers, there are some pretty viable C tier Pokemon.
Yeah.
And some that I've played with historically in multiple different formats.
We left some cool hidden gems in C that are very, very narrow, but can do really cool things. That's kind of just like what C is. It's like, C is the cool Pokemon. It's just like, hey, look, there's X in there that can do this, this, and this, and I need something that can do that, that, and that. And it kind of just slots in, and that's what we want C tier to be. But we also are going to use it to punish you if you want to draft double S, so take that with a grain of salt.
So then that brings us to our other two... required tier. I feel
like I'm worried about that. Really, you just said that in the weirdest way possible.
All right, so you're required to take two B tiers. Let's talk about B tier.
B is by far the largest tier. I think,
sir, there's two columns for C.
There's two columns for C because C has everything else.
True.
And we didn't, like, after we picked the specifically C Pokemon, the second tier, like, the first stage one Pokemon and the full evolves that aren't that great, it's literally to slap on all the basic Pokemon. Because we just wanted to have a place for them.
Yeah, I mean, Yes.
There's a lot of Pokemon that we left in C that could be easily put into B.
So, yeah, there's two C tiers, and the reasoning behind that is one is, like, viable C tiers, and then the other one is just, like, Pokemon that probably won't be drafted under most circumstances.
Bonsly, Axew, yeah, Applin,
Azurill,
Cacnea, Charmander, Chespin. Like, they're going to be on the list so people can access them if they really want to draft them for mascot purposes, or they just don't care. There's some cool stuff down here though, like Finizen in C. That's something that has like Storm Drain and Tailwind. Finneon has Storm Drain and Tailwind. That's something that's really cool. There's like Hoppip and Skiploom and other interesting things down there. But we don't think most people will be reaching super hard for these.
No.
Snover maybe. Snover might be reachable for some people. But
again, you know, like that's like it has weather.
There's 95 bees, I think is what we ended up with. Yeah. 96 bees. 91 bees. What? Math.
91.
So that's
awkward.
That's what.
Oh, it's because we added in Palisand. That's why.
Yeah, I put Palisand back in. Here, I can fix it real fast. Where is he?
What are we dropping?
Where is he? Haxorus, get out of here.
Are we going up?
No, Haxorus is going down.
Nah, Haxorus is worthy of B tier.
No, it's not.
Man, I can't wait to first impression you. Thing hits like a truck. Alright, well, there's my C tier Pokemon.
Yeah. Okay.
So, looking at the B tier, other like notable things, man.
These are filler Pokemon, right?
Yeah, these are just like the bulk of your team.
Like,
regardless of how you draft, you're gonna have multiple B tiers, and multiple B tiers are gonna be playable.
Exactly.
So this is where a lot of your a majority of the fully evolved Pokemon that aren't in higher tiers fall, and then you start to see like NFE Pokemon really prominently in this role as well. But like it's the powerful NFE Pokemon stuff like Fungus and Girafarig
and Dartrix apparently.
Dude, Dartrix's move pool is absurd this generation. I don't get it.
What was it? Like, Sucker Punch, Tailwind.
Let's see. Knockoff for some
reason. Yeah, like it got an upgrade in this generation somehow.
Same with Raboot. Raboot also has access to Super Fang now.
I don't know if, like, we always had access to Super Fang with that Pokemon, but it feels like we didn't because we would have seen it. Maybe.
I'm looking now. Let's see. This is old generation's Sword and Shield. Let's look. Raboot. Nope. Oh yeah, it's always had Super Fang.
Okay.
What? Why have I never seen that before?
I don't know. Well, we have it now. All right. Maybe it's because we played with Dynamax and it wasn't that great.
Also true.
But like I said, this is a lot of where you start to see the very, like, the NFE does the same thing as the evolved form kind of situation. Like, mm-hmm. You talked about Fungus. I believe Bisharp is in here. Trying to think of other NFEs that are in here. Fletchinder, we talked about Girafarig, looking through here real quickly, fast, Scyther's in here.
I always think Phalanx has an evolution, I don't know why.
It needs one desperately.
this is where, like, Morgrem falls as well.
Sligoo,
which both are just RTT stars. They're both absurd. And that's kind of was my thought process. It's like, if these Pokemon are all stars in a low power format, then they deserve it, a B tier minimum, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think Tinkaton's in this tier as well.
It is.
Okay. Yeah, I got bodied by Tinkaton week one.
Do I think Tinkaton is like A tier worthy? It could be, but
I like looking at the rest of A tier, like, dude, there's so much more powerful stuff.
Oh yeah, like,
I think in B tier it definitely is like viable to be drafted and played.
Exactly. But like I said, this is just a lot of just like where the fully evolved that aren't A or S tier kind of hang out. This is where you'll start to see like the separation of forms. We talked about Rotom Moe and Rotom Wash and Rotom Heat in A tier. I believe we have Moe, Fan, and Frost all in B because they're just a little bit tier below it. Below the Wash and Heat, in my opinion.
I debated putting Fan in C, and I think at one point it was.
It was. I moved it up to match the rest of them because it's just as good as Frost or Mo in that situation.
And then there's Base Rotom.
Yeah, Base Rotom isn't that
also
great.
Is kind of viable.
Yeah, Base Rotom's kind of viable, but I think Base Rotom changes stats significantly.
Yeah, it does. So that brings us to C tier, unless there's anything else you want to touch on in B.
I wanted to specify that Oricorios are split up.
Yes. And the reason behind that is prepping for four different types of one seems kind of obnoxious when, you know, it feels like two of them are strictly better than the other two.
Specifically, we have the Oricorio Pom-Pom, which is the electric, and I believe it's Oricorio... it's not Pal. It's whatever the other one is. I know it's not Pal. I think because I'm pretty sure Pal is the psychic one.
Yes, that is correct.
So it's whatever the last one is. Sinai or
Oricorio. Sinsu.
Sinsu, that's it. It's the electric and the ghost one.
Then there's base Oricorio, which for some reason doesn't have a form name. It's just Oricorio.
Whatever.
Stupid.
But yeah, electric and ghost are in the B tier, mainly partly due to their typings being fairly decent. Electric flying doesn't really add any extra weaknesses to flying, so it's all just benefits. And then mm-hmm. Oricorio ghost is immune to fake out.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. Whereas this, like, psychic flying kind of sucks. And fire flying, we know how fire flying goes, and you have to be, like, specifically Charizard to take a benefit of it. Or Talonflame.
And, like, the things that you're pairing with Oricorio to really abuse it, share weaknesses with it.
I am ready to draft the Terra Water Volcarona next to my Oricorio ghost. And just... do dancer stuff all day.
Okay, so looking at this, every Pokemon that is has access to Quiver Dance, I think, shares some weakness with Oricorio.
That's usually how it works, because Quiver Dance is a bug move.
You have Volcarona, Frostmoth, Lilligant, Venomoth, Vivillon.
So
all those share some kind of weakness
somewhere, yeah. But that's what Terra's for.
Exactly. And then you have Dragon Dance.
Oh yeah, that's a fun one. Like Dragon Dance Gyarados next to my Oricorio Electric or whatever, just go nuts.
Man, now I'm sad we're not getting to play with Walking Wake. That seems cool.
I can't wait to see people draft one of the Oricorios and just have all the dancer shenanigans. I am waiting for it.
I unironically might.
I
really hope my audio picked that up.
It did.
Okay, good.
What else is in here? Quagsire's in this pool. Is in this tier.
Is Quagsire legal?
Quagsire is not allowed in...
Is it in the game, though?
It is in the game.
I actually did not know that.
Because you can get a Johto Wooper.
Oh, okay. Cool. And then you also have access to Perzerker as well, which is not legal in the...
Perzerker is very finicky because you only get one Galar Meowth. If you don't do the school stuff, you don't get Galar Meowth.
Interesting.
I'm sure people have it everywhere. Yeah, you can still breed it with an Eversun and whatnot. It follows the same rules as like Hisuian Zoroark or the Johto Wooper. Like, people can breed it and pass it around, but you have to be very careful and do some specific breeding to get all of these special Pokemon.
Interesting.
There's a lot of Eviolite offensive Pokemon that are in this tier. We talked about Primeape earlier. We talked about Ursaring. That's kind of just like Sligoo as well. Very good with just Eviolite and just slapping it on there and doing stuff with it. But I think that's all the big talk about the tiers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about C, like, a little bit. Notable Pokemon that are in C is like Altaria, Camerupt, Crabominable, Krogunk, Dedenne, Ditto.
Bronzor's really freaking good as a C tier Pokemon.
Man. Yeah. Frostmoth is down here, Go-Goat, Golduck, Grumpig, Gumshoes, Haxorus now.
I still think
Haxorus. Komala, Cloth, Leafeon, Lycanroc Midnight Form, Magneton's down here if that's something you're interested in. Misdreavus is down here. Masquerain is down here. Oinkalone, both Orcorios. Persian Kanto is down here because I believe that's an available Pokemon for this game.
What is, I'm sorry?
Kanto Persian, right?
Yeah.
Because we have regular Meowth, so we can get Kanto Persian, right? We have regular
Meowth. Yes, Persian is legal. Okay. Persian is legal.
Revivaroom, Sandaconda, Sawsbuck, Squawkabilly. Squawkabilly is going to end up being strong. So here's the thing about Squawkabilly. Do we want to split it up? Because there's differences between two of the four. Does that make sense? So,
there's
pairs, but they're different from each other.
That's something we should probably do.
I don't remember what the colors are.
I'm looking. Squawkabilly. All right, so there's regular and blue that are the same, and then there's white and yellow. Green and blue both have Intimidate, Hustle, Guts. White and blue have Intimidate, Hustle, and Sheer Force. Do we need to split them up? It's one extra ability you have to plan for.
I mean, that's why I was asking. That's why I was asking.
They're the same.
Because
I think it's fine to leave.
We have set a precedence on we split it up when things get weird, and like when there's differences and things like that. Like, we split up all the Lycanrocs because they have one different ability from each other.
I was gonna say those are very unique too. Like, the midday form gets like unique moves and stuff too. So it's weird. Oh, hey. So Carl, this entire episode's useless.
Why?
We just got information about the home update.
Hooray!
All right. Sorry, everybody, but we're not redoing this episode.
Nope. Okay. What? I need a link to the home stuff.
All right. I'm sending you the Twitter post.
I'm going
right
to
now.
Cerebi. May 30th runs through the 31st. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So
with this noted,
this changes a lot of things.
With this, we immediately are probably going to the powered format. Immediately just swap.
Unless there's a huge outcry of people not wanting to play with the new Pokemon, then that's what we're going to do. And, you know, I think that we go ahead and just, like, duplicate this and all right, we're going to make this Series 1 Plus, and then we'll make another draft board that's, you know, basically this plus stuff. I think it's the simplest way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we will attempt to put out both draft boards? Maybe?
Sounds like we're going to be burning the midnight oil tonight, Carter.
Yeah, I don't have to work tomorrow or anything. That's
me
fine.
Neither. Yes, I do.
I was joking.
I do, too.
I actually have to work. You were off.
No, I have to work tomorrow because I have Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. But this is good news. That means we get home. That means we could put all the Paradox in. We could put the Ruins in. We're going to get the Genies. We're going to get the Kanto Galar Birds. We're going to get all the Hisui Pokemon in. Ursaluna, Kleavor, Sneasler, etc. I believe this will also make people's team building easier because now they can kind of just build certain mons on Sword and Shield and bring them over.
And again, if you're missing Pokemon, we have a community to help you with that.
God, I'm so excited now. I was kind of on the S+1. And I was just like, this will be fine, though. It's a fun format. It's low power. It'll be cool. No, now we get Landorus, Thundurus, Enamorus.
Oh, you know how excited I am to play Landorus into Chien Pao and just get freaking bodied?
We're going to get destroyed. I love it.
and then you just tear a fire in front of them so you can't get burnt either, and you punch them back. Oh, this sounds great. I am so freaking excited now. I'm so glad this happened while we were recording.
Same.
I know it invalidates the last, 25 minutes of us talking about the draft board.
Yeah.
But I don't care because this is so exciting.
So, yeah. I feel like that's a good way to wrap this up.
We have work to go do, evidently. And I wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, we got stuff to do. We're just going to hang out on this screen and you're going to do your outro stuff. Because I don't feel like messing with anything.
Awesome. I don't know what's going on. Does anybody
We're getting home. That's all that matters. We're getting home. That's all that matters.
I'm so freaking excited, man.
Same.
This is so freaking awesome just for them to obviously we had worked on it because we anticipated it and then stuff had happened and it was announced and then it wasn't announced and then it's now announced again and it's
thanks
so cool.
Pokemon for making our jobs 10 times harder.
And the worst part is when I originally made the draft board, I almost made a second one. I almost did in this instance. But we were under the understanding everything was going to be fine. And now it's not. Hooray!
It'll be okay.
Exactly. I'm excited regardless. So, yeah, bye, people.
Yeah. I was going to say, we're going to go do our work on the new draft tier board and figure all that stuff out.
So, I guess it's actually time to wrap this up so we can go do stuff.
Yep.
Yay. So, thanks for watching, everyone. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe if you're listening over on YouTube. If you're listening on any of the audio platforms, make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm sure there's one on all your platforms, and that's how you keep notified for when we have stuff go live. Past that, you can follow us over on Twitter at LRLessons, myself at MrMissouri25, and Carl's at MusicalVGC. You can also go and follow us on Twitter at Twitch, at MrMissouri25 and at Musical. Also, I haven't plugged it in a while because I haven't done anything with it, but we still have a TikTok account.
That's
at LR Lessons. Go and subscribe to it, and I'll probably make content again, maybe.
Maybe.
Let's see. Past that, come and join the community Discord. That's how you're able to join our draft league that we had to completely redo. But yeah, if you're interested in signing up for the draft league, you have exactly a week to get in, so make sure you go and do that.
Yep.
Past that, let's see, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Discord,
website, Patreon,
TikTok. Yeah, those. If you're over on Discord, you can also subscribe on there. That's a new thing that we have. Special shout outs to Smeargle for being our $20 patron.
Oh goodness, what?
How much is it?
I don't know. You're the one who set it up.
Look, man, I don't know things. A 10. 10,
okay.
10, 10, 10, 10. Okay, cool. Yeah, 10. Shout out to Smeargle for being a real one. Past that, you can go ahead and follow us over. Go ahead and go to the website, lrlessons.com. You can check out the merch page while it's still up, because we haven't figured out what we're doing, because life is pain.
We're waiting on samples.
Yeah, basically. Which we have in. They're nice. We'll talk. You and I are going to talk.
Okay.
It's not like we're not going to have time. And then, you know, if you want to support the show and don't want to buy merch from a site that's probably not going to be there for very much longer, you can do so over at patreon.com. And for as little as, like, 50 cents an episode, you can help keep our lights on. And, you know, because we're going to need it, because we're going to be up all night.
Yep.
That, of course, includes a special shout-out at the $10 and up tier. So, special shout-out to Johnny Bravo Sr. and Papa Swish, who's been harassing me on PlayStation. So... I'm sitting there playing Spider-Man last night, and I just, up in the top right-hand corner of my TV, I get a message from Ryan that says, "Hey, spoiler alert, Peter Parker is Spider-Man." Just, oh, it made me laugh so hard. That's, and like, great. My roommate saw it, and he just, like, "Why is Ryan messaging you?" I'm like, it's not the Ryan you think
it's a different
is.
Ryan.
Who is this guy then? I'm like, don't, I don't have time. I don't have time to explain Ryan to you right now.
Yep.
Oh, I think that's it. I think we're officially done. I think I'm going to go figure out dinner and then work on this more.
Yeah, let's just say we're gonna go do shopping and then dinner, and then you and I are going to have a sit down and figure this thing out real fast.
Hooray! All right, everyone. Thanks so much for watching, and, you know, go J-Guns your Discord servers.
Go J-Guns the Discord server.
All right, everyone. Have a good one. Peace.